sing the glory of Krishna. That is the meaning of Sankirtan. Generally, the understanding of Kirtan is singing the glory of the Lord. And in order to do that, we have to cultivate our relationship with Krishna. We have to develop our love for Krishna. If we don't love Krishna, then how can we properly sing the glory of Krishna? When we love somebody, we want to speak about him. When we love somebody, we want to speak about his activities, and by doing that, we feel proud. Because it is a natural tendency of the living entity to sing the glory of the loved ones. Now, who is the supreme object of our love? The supreme object of our love is actually Krishna. Therefore, it is natural that we would want to sing the glory of Krishna. But because we have forgotten Krishna, that's why we forgot to love Krishna. We don't know how to love Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada has very mercifully made this arrangement to expose us to Krishna. We are getting to know Krishna. We are getting an opportunity to develop our love for Krishna. And when we fall in love with Krishna, then we naturally try to sing his glory. That is the real meaning of Kirtan. And when we do it collectively, then it becomes Sankirtan. Rupa, maybe this mic is running out of battery. So I'll use the other one, that probably the safer one. Okay, here's this.
Do you know how to do that? Okay, so just... Give me the mic, I'll let me keep speaking. Oh.
Actually, Krishna consciousness is simple love. And it's a matter of just developing our love for Krishna. Developing our love for the only object of our love. And that's why when Krishna consciousness is properly cultivated, it becomes so relishable. Because who doesn't want to love? Who doesn't want to fall in love? Who doesn't want to be loved by somebody? And who doesn't want to offer his love to the object of supreme love? That's why it's a natural thing to develop. Hare Krishna. So is it laudable? Is it audible? Laudable. It's laudable, whatever. So that's why Prabhupada always used to remind us that it is a natural development. If we cultivate it properly, it will automatically happen. It's just a matter of becoming aware of Krishna, getting to know Krishna, and then love will become spontaneous. Prabhupada sometimes used to give the example that just as a young boy and a young girl naturally feel an attraction for each other, similarly, when you become properly exposed to Krishna, our love for Krishna will automatically develop. We don't have to artificially cultivate anything. It will automatically develop. And that is the higher taste. The higher taste that Srila Prabhupada is to speak about is that's the higher taste. This relationship is so relishable that once we become exposed to Krishna, it will automatically happen. And then everything else will become insignificant. Even the position of Lord Brahma will become insignificant. The highest position in this universe will become insignificant. So this is how Krishna, what Krishna consciousness. So, everything that we do in Krishna, in ISKCON, is simply to develop that taste. Simply to cultivate that objective. We all are here to understand who Krishna is. We all are here to appreciate what Krishna is doing for us. And in this way we can feel Krishna's presence in our day-to-day life. And then automatically we'll start to sing the glory of Krishna. It's not only just singing the glory, all the time talking about Krishna. Whoever we see, we speak about Krishna. Jare dekho tare kahu Krishna upadesh. Whoever you see, you speak about Krishna. Machitta matgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta shyamanvittam tushyanti cha ramanti. The devotees, when they meet each other, machitta matgata prana bodhayanta parasparam, and they kathayanta shyamanvittam, they always talk about it. And by doing that, tushyanti cha ramanti. Their heart becomes completely satisfied and they experience the transcendental joy. So that is a devotee. Always speaks about Krishna, always thinks about Krishna, and always plans about spreading the glory of Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appeared in this age as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came with his associates. They're principally known as Panchatattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is five features. The principal consideration of this appearance is to appear as a devotee. The Lord Himself appeared as a devotee, Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu appeared as, Balaram appeared as Nityananda Prabhu, Mahavishnu appeared as Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Srimati Radharani appeared as Dadadhar Pandit, and Narad Muni appeared as Srivas Thakur. And along with them came many, many associates of the Lord from the spiritual sky, Goloka Vrindavan. And it is not just Krishna appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a very special appearance of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just Krishna, but Radha. In simple words, it can be described as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna together. Krishna dances with Srimati Radha in Braj, the Rasa dance. In that height of their loving exchange, when Krishna embraces Srimati Radha, they become one. And that is Sri Chaitanya. And at that time, a very wonderful thing happens. Krishna wants to understand Radharani. Krishna begins to wonder, what is there in me that attracts Srimati Radharani so much? What kind of joy Srimati Radharani experiences by loving me? And by loving me, what kind of, Sri Radha, and what is the great, what is the glory, what is the profundity, what is the depth of her love for me? So Krishna wants to understand these three things. In that intense loving exchange, Krishna actually wants to understand Srimati Radharani. And at that time, Krishna actually becomes Radharani. And that is Sri Chaitanya. Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radha. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha Banai Vashatriya Jenad Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisha Vamodiya Shokhan Chasha Madhanu Bhavata Kidrisha Vishiloha Samajani Tad Bhavata Samajani Sachigarma Shintro Haritu. Sri Krishna wants to know these three things. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisha. What is the depth, what is the glory of Radharani's love for me? What is her love for me like? He wants to know that. And what is there in me that attracts her so much? And by loving me, what kind of joy does she experience? So, in order to understand that, Krishna had to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani. That means Krishna had to become Srimati Radharani. And that is Sri Chaitanya. In that aspect, When Krishna assumes the mood of Srimati Radharani, Radharani's mood is very merciful. And that's why he wants to distribute what she is enjoying, what she is experiencing. That intense love for Krishna that she's experiencing is that intense, magnanimous mood she wants to bring it out there, distribute it. And that is Sri Chaitanya. And then what happens? When Balaram sees Krishna in that way, then he also becomes induced by that mood. So he becomes Nityananda. When Balaram sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes Nityananda Prabhu. When Mahavishnu sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes Advaita Acharya. Then the question now arises that Srimati Radharani, how come she is already with Krishna? Radha and Krishna became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then how come Radharani became Gadadhar Pandit? Actually, Radharani at that time also wants to see how this personality acts when he assumes my role. And in order to watch him, she becomes Gadadhar Pandit. And Narad Muni, of course, the greatest devotee of Krishna, just seeing, he also becomes, everybody becomes induced by that thing. And they assume that role. No, let us distribute this Krishna. Krishna wants to distribute this most rare spiritual object. So let us all come and go. Let's all go and assist. So that is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is so special. In this form, along with his associates, he is there in the spiritual sky. Eternally existing. In the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Golok, there are two chambers, two sides. In one side, in Braj, in Vrindavan, Krishna is enjoying this loving exchange with Srimati Radha. And in Golok, there is another aspect, Navadvip. There, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with all these associates, they're distributing this Krishna. They're relishing this Krishna. And once in a day of Brahma, Krishna comes down to this universe. Once in a day of Brahma. That means once in 4.32 billion years, he comes down. First he reveals his Braja Leela in the Dwapar Yuga. Once in a day of Brahma, during the Vaivarshata Manvantar, which is towards the middle of Brahma's day, there are 14 Manus in a day of Brahma, and the 7th Manu is Vaivarshata Manu, and in his Manvantar, his duration is for 72 Chaturyugas. And in that 28th Chaturyuga, he appears, Krishna himself appears with Braja. Vrindavan, spiritual sky comes down to this material nature. And Krishna performs his Braja Leela. And after performing his Braja Leela in Dwapar Yuga, in the following Kali Yuga, Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is the time. And not only Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dwapar Yuga, in Kali Yuga, but after about 500 years after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes a very special personality who fulfills the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Mm-hmm. And that personality is His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Right.
And we are very fortunate that we are here in that specific Manvantara, Vaivarshata Manvantara, in the 28th Chaturyuga, in the Kali Yuga of that Chaturyuga. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, after Srila Prabhupada appeared, we have come. That means the full mercy now has become available to us. Just consider, we may have been born in this particular Chaturyuga in 28 millennium after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if we were anywhere outside of India after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, we couldn't receive. Even during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, if we were in Europe or in America, we would have missed it out. We couldn't get that mercy. But because Srila Prabhupada has distributed Krishna consciousness all over the world, we have been fortunate enough to receive this mercy. Just consider what a rare good fortune it is. So let us try to appreciate that inconceivable good fortune that has become available to us. And let's try to take full advantage of it. Let's not take this Krishna consciousness lightly. Let's take it very seriously. Let's consider that this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Not only a lifetime, it's an inconceivable opportunity. An example has been given, what kind of opportunity it is. Example has been given in this way. A log is floating in the ocean. And in that log, there is a hole. And you know, in the ocean, the tortoise, sometimes they come out of the, and they take a breath. So that's the time they stick their neck out. Now in that vast ocean, that log is floating and there is a little hole. And what's the possibility of the tortoise to stick its neck out through that hole? And practically impossible. Now this is how impossible it is to receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. And that mercy has become available to us. So let's not squander it. Let's try to take full advantage. What will be the advantage? You will see the initial advantage is you will experience it yourself. Practice the process. What is the initial benefit? I'm sure all of you have experienced it. The heart becomes fully content. Mind becomes peaceful. We become free from anxiety. Didn't it happen ever since we took to Krishna consciousness? We became free from anxiety. And our life has become full of auspiciousness. We may not understand it or we may not want to admit it, but our life has become full of it. It's become full of auspiciousness. These are the two immediate benefits of Krishna consciousness. When you accept the process properly, the two things that happen are kleshagni and shubhada. Kleshagni means klesha, all sufferings are immediately removed. And Shubhada, appearance of all auspiciousness. And then what is the ultimate happening? The ultimate happening, the ultimate benefit, ultimate outcome is life becomes full of joy. And mind you, for this joy, all that we are doing is just to experience this joy. In the material nature, that joy is experienced in the form of a little bit of a little drop. Just a little drop. In order to get a little drop of that joy, not only the drop, the perverted reflection of that drop, is not also the real joy, it's the perverted reflection of that joy. We are working so hard. All that we are doing is simply to experience this joy. Now, Krishna consciousness will submerge us in an ocean and drown us in that ocean of ecstasy. Anandam buddhi vartanam pratipadam purnam ritashva. That is what this Krishna consciousness is going to offer us. And it's all real. It's not just some empty words. Srila Prabhupada didn't come here to give us some empty hope. Srila Prabhupada came here to give us that real stuff, real spiritual benefit. And we saw how he himself had displayed it. And not only Srila Prabhupada, innumerable acharyas in the past in the disciplic succession have been promoting it and demonstrating it through their own examples. Why would a king give up his kingdom and walk into a Can you justify that? Had it ever happened in the history of this world? A king has given up his kingdom and walked into a forest. Only in the Vedic culture we find that. Why? Because they got the taste of Krishna consciousness. And that taste is so profound that compared to that, the position of a king becomes totally insane. And those who are not just ordinary kings, they're the rulers of the entire earth. They have given up everything, their kingdom, the sovereignty of their entire earth planet.
Why? Because of this inconceivable taste of spiritual bliss. So let's try to experience that. Let's try to understand that. Shri